Friend of Captain X.
Did submarine blow up, Master?
Yes, Lothar. The submarine blew up with all on board. Here. Let me cut those ropes from your legs.
But how did it happen?
I don't know. But we haven't time to guess now. We can only be thankful that we're still alive. All right. Here, I'll help you get on your feet now, Lothar. Now, man.
Oh, that better, Master.
Yes. I'm sorry I can't cut those wires on your wrists with this knife.
Well, Mr. Mandrake.
Yes, Tommy.
Why does Miss Nada sit in that chair as though she were sound asleep?
Hmm?
Gosh, nobody could sleep through that racket. She isn't...
No. No, no, Tommy. Nada's not dead. I put her to sleep, you see. Hypnotic sleep when I thought we were all going to die.
Oh, gosh, I'm glad. How about Dorfman? He looks...
No, like... Dorfman will be all right. I'll make him comfortable on this stretcher. Tommy...
Yes, sir?
Look in that next room over there. See if you can find a pair of pliers or a file. Anything to remove those wires from Lothar's wrist.
Yes, sir. I'll find something to fix Lothar. Huh?
Good.
That Tommy, him great boy. Him not sissy baby.
No, you bet he isn't. Tommy's got real stuff in him. Better go with him, Lothar.
How about Miss Nara's brother? Him still tied in cellar.
I know, but I want those wires off your wrist first. Then you can both release Sigrid. I think I'll throw this blanket over Dorfman. No need of Nada seeing him.
Farrakuta's car is standing behind the shack.
Hmm?
There ought to be tools in that.
Ah, good stuff, Tommy. See if you can find them.
You bet, sir.
That boy not only uses his head, but his eyes, Lothar. You go on out to the car. I'll wake Nada. I doubt if anything can be done for Dorfman, but there was no use telling Tommy that.
Too bad. Dorfman, pretty good fella, too.
Nada. Nada, you've been asleep. But you're waking now. Waking up in the same world that I put you to sleep in. You will never know how closely death brushed your cheek, Nada. Awake. 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 Invoco legem magicarum. Open your eyes.
Mandrake.
In person. How are you feeling?
Like I've been in a deep sleep.
And so you have.
Where are we?
Still in the shack on Shore Point.
Oh, that horrible place.
Now, you're all right now, Nada. You're all right.
All right, you say, Mandrake?
Yes, quite all right.
I don't hear it anymore.
What, Nada?
That horrible clock, ticking away our lives.
The explosion stopped it.
Explosion? I didn't even hear that.
Why, no. No, I put you to sleep so you wouldn't.
Oh, I remember. The tick of the clock was hammering at my temple. Louder and louder. I thought I was going mad.
Yes, you were, Nada.
I'm not bound to the chair anymore.
No, of course. I released you.
Mandrake, you're flesh and blood, aren't you? We're not dead.
No, very much alive, Nada. Thanks to some miracle that even I can't explain as yet.
And Captain X, the submarine, Alex Jefferson...
met the fate they intended for us. The submarine blew up, just off the point.
I see. Where...
The wires off Lothar's wrist, sir, and excuse me.
It's all right, Tommy. I was just going to ask about you and Lothar and my brother's secret.
Oh, they're swell. Your brother's gone down to see if he can get his plane off the ground, and maybe we...
Plane?
Yes, Sigrid's plane is hidden in a clearing quite close by.
Ah, good. You can return to town with Sigrid in the plane, Nada. What? That'll take part of our transportation problem. Is Barracuda's car in running order?
We're working on it, sir. Lothar and I...
Well, what seems to be the matter with it?
Well, gosh, it needs a magician.
A magician?
That's what Lothar said.
Yeah.
I thought he was kidding me.
Why did Lothar say the car needed a magician, Tommy?
Hmm? He said the key to the ignition was gone, but... Oh, I was a dummy to fall for it.
For what, Tommy?
Lothar said to tell you the car keys were missing. And you'd say hocus pocus or abracadabra, and piddly-um-tum, and the cheese would fall right out of my nose.
Uh-huh. Lothar told you that, did he?
Of course. He said if you couldn't do it, he was a pretty good magician himself. He could change the wires and make the car start without a key.
Oh, Mandrake, I'm afraid Lothar's put you on the spot.
I can see him out there at the car now, grinning to himself. You'd never think to look at Lothar that he had a sense of humor. But you see, he takes a fiendish delight in trying to stick me. What's so funny?
Honestly, Mandrake, I wouldn't laugh at you if I wasn't so near hysteria from all we've gone through. But what?
Speak up. Don't spare my feelings. I, as Lothar would say, am no sissy baby.
Well, it seems so utterly ridiculous after all the wonderful things you've done that you can't produce a simple little thing like the keys to a car.
Oh, I see. You're ganging up with Lothar on me, hmm?
I can't help it, Mandrake. Honestly, I can't.
Tommy.
Yes, sir? Yes?
Are you laughing at me, too?
Oh, no, sir. No.
Have I gone down in your esteem as a magician?
Oh, no, sir. Gosh, a barracuda took his car keys with him and then get himself blown up in the submarine.
Yes?
That'd take a pretty good magician to produce those keys from anybody's nose.
I, Tommy, if I may say so in all modesty, am a pretty good magician. Lend me your nose.
Lend you my... Oh, yes, sir.
Hold still while I grasp it firmly between my finger and thumb. So.
Yes, sir?
Now, this is going to hurt Lothar and Nada more than it does you. In voco legem magicarum. Now, puff out. Puff out your cheeks and blow. And the keys jumped right out from the end of your nose. There you are, Tommy.
Gosh. Gosh.
Yes, I accept your applause, Tommy. And the speechless bewilderment on Nada's face is well worth the price of admission.
Gosh.
Now, take the keys to Lothar with my compliments, Tommy, and tell him to let this be a lesson to him.
Yes, sir. Hey, Lothar, look.
What? Tommy got
them. Yeah, the car keys. He did it. He did it. He took them right from the end of my nose, like you said he would.
Lothar, tell your master can do. But now Lothar got car fixed, so start without keys.
Oh, yeah? But wasn't that a pretty good trick?
Master, pretty good magician.
Now, get out of here, Lothar, before I turn you into a fly and go after you with a swatter. Oh, yeah.
Gosh. Hey, come on, Lothar. I bet he could do it.
No. Don't run away, Tommy, and leave Lothar. Hear him stare. Lothar not want to be a fly.
Lothar wouldn't let me know it for all the money left in the world, but he's the most mystified man in seven states.
So am I, mystified Mandrake. Where on earth did you get the keys?
Now, you don't deserve to know after laughing at me. But I'll tell you if you promise not to tell Lothar and Tommy.
Cross my heart.
Well, it was no trick at all. I was free for a few moments earlier in the evening, if you remember, so I simply took Barracuda's car keys out of his car. I thought they might come in handy if we had to make a quick getaway.
Mandrake, you fraud. Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
No, not at all. My reputation was at stake. I was on trial before Tommy. I couldn't let him down, not Tommy. Besides, Nada.
What, Mandrake?
We needed something. We needed something to take our minds off what we've gone through. It's been good to hear you laugh again, Nada. To know that there is still laughter left. It's one of the things we're fighting for, I guess. To bring back laughter to the whole world. With Captain X and the submarine gone, we're one step nearer to universal laughter. One step nearer to the day little children can play in the streets without listening for the drone of an enemy plane overhead that may...
There's a plane now. I want... Oh, it must be Siegfried.
No, it isn't. No, that plane's coming in from the sea and headed straight for this shack. Not I'm afraid we're in for more trouble. Those sound like the motors of a giant bombing plane.